Each year, WDIY offers the Youth Media Program free of charge to high school students in the Lehigh Valley to learn about the many aspects of broadcast media and radio production. The students of WDIY's 2019 Youth Media Program each produced a final on-air feature on a topic of their choosing. This next piece was produced by Sammy from William Allen High School in Allentown.
This is Sammy with the WDIY Youth Media Program, reporting on recycling in the Lehigh Valley and how we can improve our recycling methods. In America, there is a huge disparity in recycling knowledge, such as what you should or shouldn't recycle and procedures at recycling facilities. Even within my own family, there is a huge contrast in the information known about recycling. For instance, my mother is an ardent recycler. What do you recycle?
Everything I possibly can. So glass, paper, plastic, metal, styrofoam. Mm. They still take snappy styrofoam, not foam styrofoam, but snappy styrofoam in Bethlehem, actually.
My aunt, on the other hand, doesn't pay much attention to recycling.
Oh, well, I mean, it only cardboard and plastic bottles, if I remember, because they don't fit in my trash can, my normal trash can.
This raises a few questions. Why should someone care about recycling?
But I will tell you that I do know that you don't throw any plastic in the water or anything because I'm getting ready to do my scuba dive certification this weekend. So, you know, you got to make sure, you know, the whale sharks and the sharks and the harbor seals are all good so they don't eat your plastic and junk.
That was my aunt. She linked something important to her to something she would not normally pay attention to. This tactic can be utilized by anyone. Think about something important to you and consider how proper waste management could improve it. You can then contribute to the health of your environment by helping your municipality. However, according to Bill Lehman, the business development manager of Recycling for Waste Management Incorporated, the percentages of recycled material are lowering.
Yeah, well, I would say, Sammy, that it's changing constantly, and it's actually decreasing rather than increasing.
Why is this? People are increasingly putting non-recyclables in their recycling containers, such as food, liquids, and plastic bags.
With the evolution of single stream, that really just enhanced volumes because we made it easier for folks and residents to recycle. So volumes really went up. The problem was, so did the contamination rate.
Single stream is the practice of putting all recyclables in one bin. The contamination issue mentioned is what caused Asian countries to start rejecting our recycling.
Now, with what's happening globally with China and other Southeast Asian countries kind of getting out of the recycling business or not accepting recyclables, are actually demanding the very best quality. You're seeing recycling rates are actually, you know, decreasing now because it was very much about quantity. Now it's more about quality.
What you can recycle may vary per municipality. So to see what you should be recycling, not recycling, or just taking to a different facility, check your municipality's website. Recycling, while an important aspect of waste management, addresses the symptom of overproduction of synthetic waste as opposed to the cause. A way to eliminate most of the effort necessary for recycling is the zero waste movement. This movement is founded around the ideal of creating little to no synthetic waste. According to Mary Foltz, the Associate Professor of English and Director of the Southside Initiative at Lehigh University, individual action is crucial, and so is political action.
The first thing that I would start to do is make sure that you're actually recycling.
How could someone take political and personal action to help the environment?
You can go really to any representative's website now, find their email address, and it will go right to their staff.
One personal action that I take is eco-bricking. Eco-bricking is the stuffing of clean, dry plastic into strong plastic bottles. These can be made into many different structures and keep plastic out of the environment. When considering environmental health, the bottom line is that small, everyday choices can make a big difference if they are done collectively, that you can always remember that recycling can support things that are important to you, and that proper recycling tactics are crucial.
This is WDIY.